League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Don't you think there's just some unspoken office rules that you should never break? This was trending on Reddit. Top three, and I disagree with number two. I'm saying it right off the bat. Raven, producer John, producer Sean, the number three one, the third time you walk someone in a day doesn't require a hello. You say hi the first time, you nod the second time, and you ignore them after that. I don't even think you get the second time, right?
No, not at all.
Not with our hours.
There's a time difference here, too. I think if you get them at the beginning and the end of the day, you can go, too.
I feel like sometimes I don't even say hi to people. Like, I see you every single day. Why do I have to say hello every single time? I mean, I'll smile, you know, be like, hey. But, like, I don't feel like I need to engage every single time I see somebody.
If you're in the trenches with somebody every day and you're working the same type of hours, a lot of it just feels superficial, right? If you're walking across each other plenty of times, right? We're all in the grind together. You're no better than me. I'm no better than you. We're here at the same time. So I don't have to give you sympathy or empathy.
This is the one I have a real problem with. The unspoken office rule number two. Don't be too efficient. It makes other people look bad, and your boss will just ask you to do more. What? Let everybody just give up? That's what we're telling everyone?
I mean, that's clearly not what it's saying. Don't be a tryhard. Don't be that guy.
Settle for mediocrity.
Can we settle for good? Are we letting good be the enemy of great? I'm just saying.
Yes. I think it is terrible. I think that you should try your hardest all the time and not be like, well, Sean's having an off day, so let me just throw in the towel till we all look terrible.
Teacher's pet over here. Jeez.
And the number one office rule it says you should never break is if you're in a meeting forever and your boss says, okay, anything else, you keep your mouth shut. Oh. I think we all agree with that one, right?
That feels like it ties into number two, but okay, don't be the tryhard.
All right, what do you think is the unspoken office rule?
You have to observe where everybody parks if you've just started at a company before you just start throwing your car in the mix.
Good one.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I can't wait to park in a Raven spot now.
You got
to
park a couple lanes back.
You know, I have to say an unspoken office rule is don't touch my food in the fridge. And
yes.
It's happened a few times where I go in there and my yogurt's missing or like my cheese sticks are gone or something. Can't stand that feeling.
I agree 100%. Now, these are good office rules.
Also, if you're sharing an office with somebody, your smell game's got to be on point. You can't be walking in smelly. And if you do walk in smelly, you got to acknowledge it. You got to be upfront about it. Like, yo, listen, I'm sorry, man. It was a late night. I didn't shower this morning. It's going to be a bad day. I apologize.
Is John gaslighting me right now?
I know, right? One of the rules that I think I broke yesterday, and I felt really bad about it because I didn't realize I was doing it, is if we have shared stalls in the bathroom, and if somebody's in a stall, don't go in the one right next to them. I accidentally did that yesterday, and then I awkwardly walked out and went into a different stall, and I'm like, I think that makes it even weirder, right?
For guys, that's a urinal rule as well. You can't do that at the urinal.
And also, don't talk to me in the bathroom.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. Ever.
Yeah. Why is it trending? Top news stories trending, and why? Today, even though it's Dr. Martin Luther King Day, and most people are off from work, not us, but most people, a lot of people.
Some people.
It's also Blue Monday. And if you're wondering what Blue Monday is, it's always the third Monday in January, and it's supposed to be the saddest day of the year. Here's a lady from the internet explaining why.
The weather is getting tougher to deal with. Our debt levels, they start to increase as the Christmas bills come rolling in. The New Year's resolutions are usually failing for most by this point, and that leaves our motivation levels low.
Listen, I'm usually pretty in tune with what it is that I'm spending and what's going on. I got some of my bills over the last week or so and opened those up, and I was like, wait a minute, what?
Yeah.
No, that doesn't make any sense. And then I went back and I looked through all my credit card slips, and you know, you look at the transactions online, and I was like, yep, that was me. Yep, that was us. Yep, that was me. And I was like, dang. Like, I thought I was going to find $5,000 that got on there magically. Nope. No, it's all mine. It's all mine, and I have to pay all of it.
Yeah, no, this is the time of year where it just seems like you're in a slump. And it's everybody. And, like, trying to find the things that bring you happiness. And they say, try to get some sunlight.
Yeah.
You know, take the vitamin D. Get some exercise. Do things that bring you joy.
When's the last time you took a winter vacation? Because I used to do that. And it was outstanding. What a great time to go to the islands. What a great time.
Yeah, I don't know. It's been a while.
It has been forever.
Yeah.
Forever for me.
If you're feeling a little down today, know that you're not alone. Yeah. Also, trending.
If you'd like to send me to the islands, by the way, you could do that. Anybody.
You just want to put yourself in more debt.
Well, I can't pay for it, so if somebody wants to send me, that'd be great. Right.
Also trending is the NFL playoffs, and one of the big stories from the weekend is really unfinished business. Because of the massive snowstorm in Buffalo, the Bills were originally supposed to be hosting the Steelers in the wild card game yesterday. Mm. But because of the storm, the game is pushed to today. Now, what makes this whole story really interesting is they had to get creative on how to remove all that snow from the stadium.
Yeah.
So they came up with this.
And if you're looking for a way to help out, the Buffalo Bills are looking to hire overnight stadium shovelers for $20 an hour. It's important to note you have to be 18 years or older to sign up. You have to bring your own shovel.
You have to bring your own shovel.
Yeah.
And it's really funny because there's so many videos that are coming out from last night of the people that came to shovel. And they're sledding down the stairs, and like everybody's, and they're taking their shirts off.
That
they're going
Bills,
crazy.
Bills fan base is pretty nuts already. The Bills Mafia,
of
they're
course.
Pretty nuts,
yes.
And they are willing to help out when they can. The people up there are just very, very nice if you've ever been up in that area.
Now, my favorite part is that they say you can't get fired from a job you only have for one day. So all of them are just living their best lives, having so much fun. So you know what? Like, hats off to them. Somebody's got to clean it up. This game, they said, New York Governor Hochul said this game is happening today, no matter what.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 Oh, it's time to vent. It's all right. You want to get things off your chest? Here's your chance to do it. 1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you're blank, that's all I need to know about you. Debbie.
If you play or spend money on mobile games on your phone, that is all I need to know about you.
I don't do the sports book stuff. I do it when I'm at the casino. For me, that's part of the fun of going there. Unless it was something big and specific, like Super Bowl, NFL playoffs, that makes sense, I suppose, to me. But I've got friends, they love it. And I got other friends, they're like, I had to talk to them with my kids, blah, blah, blah,
no,
make sure they weren't on there.
The online casino stuff is one thing. But to me, I think it's crazy when adults play the games that have like the in-app purchases where you're just playing a game, like even like in Candy Crush, remember back then? And I'm really dating myself now, but you would have to pay like $4.99 to get a bonus pack to get, you know, if you died that you would be able to play again. To me, I never made sense to me to spend money on those games.
Right. And who's spending this money?
My 27-year-old brother has a problem with this. It's gotten kind of out of control. Like, he's going into credit card debt from how much, you know, hundreds of dollars a month on this game that he can't really afford when he could, you know, he could be putting that money towards any other hobby. Such a waste.
His future child's college education, right? A home.
Right.
Instead of Words with Friends, getting the cheat app. I love it. Maybe move out of mom's house, right?
LB, that's all I need to know about you.
If you won't even try a new food because you hate it, even though you never tried it, that's all I need to know about you.
Are you four?
No, well, that's the thing.
I mean, if you're four, I can't say that I hate that trait about you. If you're 40, different. Definitely different.
It's always funny when you meet an adult who refuses to try something. Because it's when you're a kid, I get it, I guess. It's my life as a mom of a five-year-old right now.
You feel like it's worth it to dig in at that point. You have higher ideals when you're 5 years old.
Yeah, but like if my husband said, right. not my husband because he tries everything, but as an adult, like just try it. Maybe you'll like it, you know? How do you know?
There are people, though, that they don't want to try nothing different.
Yeah.
Not even just food. They don't want to try anything different.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like for instance, like my mother-in-law, she loves fish and chips, which is just fried fish. But she has never, once in her life, tried fried chicken. And she says she hates fried chicken. I'm like, who hates fried chicken?
Right.
No one.
That's a problem in itself.
No one hates fried chicken.
Yeah, sir, we are a mandatory reporting agency, and now your mother is on high alert because we are letting the authorities know that she does not like fried chicken, and this is a problem.
Mother-in-law.
All right, well, she's on somebody's list somewhere now, I tell you that.
Terry, that's all I need to know about you.
If you're an adult and you still believe what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, that's all I need to know about you.
Oh, it stays out there in the desert, bro.
I don't know if that's true.
As long as you're not committing a crime on camera. That's
you got to go with your spouse. It's the only way that what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. You go with your friends. You know what happens. You get home 2 weeks later, a couple drinks. You're like, remember last week? Yeah. And it all comes out.
Yep.
It's not often you'll get a phone call for an All I Need to Know About You, and the gentleman says, you have pen and paper? Because I have a whole bunch of them.
Demands his own segment, really, if you will.
All right, Mike, what's going on?
So I'm a cashier, and like you run into a lot of these when you're there, so I have a list for you guys.
Where are you a cashier?
Oh, at Walmart.
Oh, you see it all. Okay, go ahead, man. Lay it out.
If you come in with expired coupons and pretend like you don't know they're expired, that's all I need to know about you.
Everybody's lying. Everybody's lying when they say they didn't realize it was expired. They're just hoping you don't realize it or it's not a big deal.
Some people don't care, exactly. Right? The mm-hmm. cashier will punch in it for you anyways. And then you're like, that's $2 I'm getting right there. Or if you got a lot, you might not see that date until right at that moment. But now the light's already blinking. Now you're the person that was the liar, right?
Michael, do people still come in with the binders?
Yeah, all the time. Like, I think every other day.
No.
When you do 8-hour shifts, you run into it. Especially at night, and you see, like, people walking towards you with it, and you're just like, yep, this is going to be, like, 15 minutes just to save $2.
All right, what else you got?
If you complain that the paper bags that we use rip and are terrible, but don't bring in your own, that's all I need to know about you.
I mean, any free bag to me nowadays is like a gift, and I'm looking around thinking somebody, I'm stealing it from them anyways. I don't know. Where I live, they're charging me for bags.
Me too. I've been getting charged like 10 cents. So 10 when I don't
cents.
Get charged, I don't say anything. But I do get upset because the places that do charge me 10 cents for a bag,
yeah.
they do rip. And I'm like, you got to fix the quality of your bags if you're going to be charging me 10 cents for them.
But I'm going to be buying bags. Let's roll it out with some decent stuff here.
All right, next one. If you ask me for your senior citizen discount, but you're like 35, that's all I need to know about you.
Hey, that AARP card is no joke. Anybody can get it. It's crazy.
They keep sending me emails, and I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm like, I'm too young for this. Like, why do they keep soliciting me?
There's no age. It's the new AAA. I'm telling you, man, the discounts are real. 25% off at Denny's.
Yeah, but a senior citizen discount is different. Like, my mom, the minute she turned 65, everywhere she goes now, she asks for a senior citizen discount.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere. And do you know how many places have it? And she automatically gets 10% off?
Listen, you love Outback, don't you?
Yeah.
AARP, 10% off.
So, but what if I just say I would like my senior citizen discount, and they're like, ma'am, you are 30 years old. And I say, yes, I am. Right?
Well, then you're probably not going to get anywhere.
If you pay by check, but then you try to post-date the check by 3 days, that's all I need to know about you.
Oh, that's a tough spot to be in. It's not going to be successful nowadays. There are computers. But back in the day, I bet you there was plenty of time when a parent floated one of those.
I guess it makes sense. You can't do that. You're buying something on the spot. You can't say this check will work right. in 3 days. That's sad, though.
Yeah. Back in the day, your local grocer would do that. You terrible person of the evil empire. All right, Mike, wrap it up. What do you got?
If you're shoplifting the chips in the checkout line and you think that I don't see you, that's all I need to know about you.
They say that 10% of everything that every person is scanning at the self-check is now being stolen. That's the average. I never, ever would overlook a single item. I feel like they'd bust me immediately.
On purpose or by accident?
No, on purpose. It's a matter of practice. People are doing it. You can't have 10% loss and it's by accident.
Mm, well, maybe. I mean, sometimes you scan those things. It doesn't go through.
Yeah,
I mean,
but that's one or two people making a mistake. I mean, for what I remember is you put the item down, the unidentified item in the bagging area or whatever. Seems to me the computer's paying attention.
Yeah. But if you steal anything from a store, that's all I need to know about you.
Good luck today, Mike.
Thanks, guys.
And if you've got an All I Need to Know About You, too, you can call 1-800-330-9999. On average, you have 6 dumb arguments every single weekend. It's usually because you're with your friends and family the most over the weekend. So who had the dumbest of this past weekend? Let's start with producer John.
It's playing Grateful Dead. You have long hair, you're currently smoking a vape, and you also are wearing a tie-dye shirt. Don't you think that's all a little too on the nose?
I try my best to fit the stereotype so that people could just take one look at me and know what I'm about without even thinking about it.
I mean, do you dress this way and like normally? Like, I guess I never see you out of here.
My work clothes and my casual clothes are the same exact attire.
John, why are you so upset at your friend for showing his true colors?
It's jelly.
It's just so on the nose. You know what I mean? Like, you ever see something where you're just like, that's exactly what it's supposed to be, and it looked like it came out of like a bad, hacky writer's room or something like that?
Nobody's like, ever made a presumption like that about
on.
You.
Come
never.
On.
Never.
Since the day I started working here, Raven. You don't see me wearing tie-dye. That's all I'm saying.
All right.
Well,
not that we would judge you if you did.
I would.
Lies. Every single
I would 100%. room yeah.
would judge the heck out
yeah,
of me.
Immediately.
All right, Sean, here's the argument you had with Rachel, your girlfriend.
I think it's stupid that they canceled the game today.
Babe, you gotta think of the safety of the players. What if they have families?
They're getting paid millions of dollars. I'm just saying, you made all this food for the game today, and now we are just gonna gorge in food and not watch football.
No, you're not eating any of it until the game. It's fine.
No, it's not.
For tomorrow, it's gonna be extra flavorful, okay?
Well, then what are we making for dinner tonight? See, even Booker's
spaghetti,
upset.
SpaghettiOs.
The fact that you have to wait to eat food now.
No, that's terrible.
The baby's like, this is dumb. This is a dumb argument here, Dad.
Happy yeah. either.
I mean, you'll be thrilled today when it's on. You'll be thrilled when it's on. But it ruined my Saturday early afternoon, too.
Wanted all those snacks yesterday, not today.
Yeah.
Here's an argument I have with my husband all the time. And if you're a parent, you know this. When you go out to eat, what's the first thing that's going to happen when the food is finally served?
I just don't think it's fair that every time we're out to eat at a restaurant and the food comes, Dakota immediately announces she has to go to the bathroom, and it's me that has to take her.
Of course. She's a girl. You take her to the girls' bathroom.
Yeah, but she's like a little girl. You could bring her to the men's bathroom. It doesn't matter.
No. She tried touching the urinal one time.
Fair enough reason to keep her out.
Yeah. Come on!
Yeah.
No reason. It's not fair. And he uses an excuse. We have two daughters, and this has been literally my life. Every single time we're out and the food comes, one of them will announce they have to go to the bathroom, and it's always me. It's always mom that's got to take them.
That's the running joke, right? His mom's never had a hot meal in her entire life because somebody needs another serving, somebody needs this if you're eating at home or whatever, and when you're out, it looks like you don't escape that anyways because your daughter needs to go to the bathroom.
Always.
Yeah. I was having a discussion with my 80-year-old grandfather-in-law about lip reading. Taylor Swift, the Emily Blunt, John Krasinski thing. Have you seen, like, everybody's trying to read everybody's lips when it comes on there? So I asked him whether or not he thought that was an actual science.
If they were good at it, if they could pay that kind of attention.
Yeah.
Yes.
You think it would be admissible in court? I know you're not familiar with the internet, but memes, like, yeah, I feel like, you know, like when you have a cartoon and somebody is saying something, you put something up in the cloud of what they said.
Yes.
You know, there's a lot of different things you could think they said.
But nowadays they can change anything. They can make wrong things right and right things wrong. And that's exactly what they do.
I'm not going to tell you the diatribe that Grandpa went into right after that. But, oh, he had several examples of things. And by the way, they were from the 80s. So it's not like they had deep fakes then.
I mean, Raven, you're talking to your grandfather about memes. You mentioned the cloud in there. Taylor Swift. And does he know? Did he understand if 80% of what was coming out of your mouth? Like, come on.
John only recognized 50% himself because I said a cloud in a cartoon, not an actual cloud. John's like, I lost my concentration.
Expand your knowledge and vocabulary. It's the Anna and Raven Show Dictionary.
The Anna and Raven Dictionary is a list of new terms that are being used, so when your kids or your coworkers use them, you don't feel like a fool because you don't know what they're talking about.
I love this. It feels like a learning environment. I want a beanbag chair right now.
Yeah. Well, we're getting ready to learn, Raven, because there's three new terms that we're adding today to the Anna and Raven Dictionary.
Go.
The first one is morning skinny.
Oh, I know what this is.
A lot of people know what this is. You just didn't know it actually had a name. It's a slang term for when someone looks or feels slimmer first thing in the day. And why is that?
The main thing that it comes down to is that you're coming off of a multi-hour fasting.
Right. And then you eat something and then your belly's back.
Right.
That's how it works.
Yeah. You wake up, you haven't ingested anything, so you're as skinny as you're going to get that day.
I will only get weighed during that time with... absolutely not a stitch of clothing on.
How do you control that?
What do you mean?
You mean like weight in your house?
In my home. And
like,
yes.
Yeah, okay.
And if I go to the doctor and I have a doctor's appointment, which I have like tomorrow where they'll weigh me, I'll remind them that they have to minus 3 pounds.
That's right.
Because this is above my morning skinny. That's a real thing.
Of course. To a regular person that sees you, they may not see any difference, but you certainly feel the difference.
Yes.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Also, adding to the Anna and Raven Dictionary, another term called nose cover.
Mm-hmm.
And
what is that?
Here's what nose cover is.
Gen Z teenagers are getting around that awkward photograph potentially being posted on social media by their parents by covering their faces with their hand in a photograph.
So if you look at like group of family photos and then there's like the teens or the tweens that just have their hands straight in front of their nose.
Okay.
It's because they don't want to take that picture. And why are they doing it?
This allows them to appease their parents and still appear in the family picture and capture that sweet memory. But they still aren't totally recognizable.
This would make me absolutely crazy.
Right, it's passive aggressive nonsense right here. Appease your parents. You're not appeasing me when you showed up and you had your hand in your face.
Oh my gosh.
That doesn't make any sense at all.
Sometimes my teenager will go into my phone and delete pictures of herself.
Oh my gosh.
I get so upset, Raven.
Right.
I go, I'm not going to post them on social. I have learned the hard way as a mom.
Okay.
I don't post a picture of her on social unless she tells me it's okay.
Yeah.
But the fact that she would go and, like, first of all, it kills me that their, like, self-esteem is that. Mm. I go, but these are from mommy.
It's upsetting.
These are my pictures of you. Like,
right.
Do not go on my phone and delete my pictures.
I like these photos for a reason. Right.
Mm-hmm. And the third term is secondhand embarrassment. And this is when you're embarrassed for someone else because what they're doing is so cringe and they're making a fool of themselves that you feel their embarrassment.
Oh, I know that feeling. Yeah.
My daughter, we went to see Mean Girls this weekend, mm-hmm. and she walked out, and when, that's what she said. She goes, like, it was too much secondhand embarrassment. I had too much secondhand embarrassment.
You know, I mean, I think I get it from, I watch television or movies or something, and you see something, and I'll literally put my hands up in front of my eyes and be like, oh, no!
Yeah.
You know? And it happens with reality television, even though I don't typically connect with them that much, but you'll see it, like, on Bachelor, Bachelorette.
You see a lot on social media.
Yes.
Like, when people, like, post all their business on social media.
Oh, my gosh.
Or they, like, you know, like prayers needed or in hospital and they have like a picture of, like, and I think to myself, like, oh gosh, it's so cringe. I feel so bad for these people.
If it's somebody I know, I'm prone to jump in, right? Mm. Say something, get involved or whatever. Somebody you don't know, forget it.
You should not get involved.
Well, if it's somebody that you know, if they feel like nobody else saw them, then yes, run away and act like you didn't see either.
Correct.
But if you did see.
So, morning skinny, nose cover, secondhand embarrassment, officially in the Anna and Raven Dictionary.
We're learning.
Were you ever late to something and it ended up being a problem because you were late? 1-800-330-9999. Producer Sean, explain yourself. We had a very special holiday party, even though it is January.
Yes, we had it.
Somebody was very late.
We had our very, very, very annual holiday party, and I and my girlfriend Rachel were very late to this occasion. We usually start around 6 p.m. The issue is Rachel gets out of work at 5, and she's about 45 minutes away from her job. So she got there at 5:45. We had to get ready. We didn't end up showing up there until the awards were being given away, like around almost 6:45, 7 p.m. And there's nothing more awkward than when you walk in and everyone turns their head to look at you.
Well, because that's the important part, too, for the big bosses is they want to get the awards done. You know, they want to make that proper. The owner's there at that point. I was 26 minutes late to the event. I mean, coming in, which is just open bar time. So that's fine. But when Sean texted me, he's like, can you hold us seats? I was like, you'd be better off with somebody else. He's like, maybe not. And I was like, oh, well, that's going to be bad for you.
Right.
I think the worst part is, too, is when we walked in and everyone turned their heads, Rachel was, like, really awkward. She's like, oh, like, where's, like, Raven and Alicia and Anna? Like, we should find our seats. I'm like, no, let's just go to the bar first. Everyone's already staring at us.
Put out the vibe by the bar.
Yeah.
It's so awkward when you're late and then you have to walk in and people know that you're late. Mm. It's, like, the weirdest, ickiest feeling,
you feel
know?
Like you have to explain yourself to 30 people all of a sudden?
Yes.
It is strange.
And the worst part, well, I mean, I guess I could say the best part is now for, like, next year, I'm going to let Rachel know ahead of time, like, hey, maybe you could leave work a little earlier. So this is again.
You know, walking in, it's like dead silent during the awards.
Well,
like,
you guys were
opens.
A couple of the latest ones there, so there's that.
Yeah. I feel like we were the latest ones there.
1-800-330-9999. Nina, when were you late and it was a problem?
Yeah, so I'm notoriously late for my family's, like, gatherings. They have them, like, two times a month. We all get together. But we had family in town. I took a shower, put my phone on silent. They were ringing my phone off the hook. Then I started calling them back. They weren't picking up. But when I got to the house, everyone was really upset. My cousin had paid a photographer that could only be there for an hour to get a photo, like do a photo shoot of all of us. And it was like the last time all of our family was together. Like, we had family that had flown in. And so I'm not in any of the photos. And they had to, like, Photoshop me in a couple of them. But yeah, that I feel bad that I missed out on that, especially since we all haven't been together.
That stinks, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a bummer, right? And everybody's mad. And then the thing is, you're going to hear about it forever. Like, listen, you might not even like half the people in your family. You might be like, I'm never going to hang that picture anyway. But your mother's going to cry at least like five times over that photo over the next 20 years every time it comes up. And you'd be like, Ma, I'm right here. We're all still alive. It's fine. It's not. And they'll be like, if you miss me, just look over to me. No, it was a special photo. Okay.
You've been talking to my mom, clearly.
No, I know. I know the guilt.
Were you ever late to something and it was actually a problem? 1-800-330-9999.
I'm so anxious today, Anna. I've got to get out of here on time because I'm having tires installed on my wife's car, which is really no big deal. You go to a tire shop, they could keep you there for hours. You actually have no idea when you're going to leave or get to go home. This time I'm having Walmart do it because they're cheaper. For some reason, there it's like a doctor's office. It says, we'll hold your appointment for 15 minutes.
Yes.
That's it. Only 15. Like, it's what happens after 15 minutes? The line could be 7 minutes deep. So I'm anxious. I have to get out of here on time. They have to put these tires on today.
I have a few of my doctor's offices that they've implemented this 5-minute rule.
Oh, yeah.
Where if you're not there within 5 minutes, then you lose everything. And to me, it's such a panic thing, you know?
I missed an appointment by 2 minutes, and I was standing in line for at least 4 at the doctor's office. I was furious, but I could not let that out. I had to swallow it.
Nina, when were you late and it was actually a problem?
Well, it was a problem because I feel like it changed the course of my life. So I had an interview to be a babysitter in middle school, and it was my first crush's little sister. And I thought this was going to be the ticket for us to spend a life together. I lost track of time playing with my friends. I was late for the interview with his parents and ended up never being the babysitter for his little sister. And we never got together.
As your friend, I could see how that's a bummer. As the mother, I am so glad you never made it to that.
Right?
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 You should not be watching any young children. You're only going for that job because you want to hang out with her big brother?
Yeah, pretty much.
Mm.
I think it might have worked out.
I hope so, because it was devastating. It took a little time to get over.
When you're a certain age, right, those things are. They're life and death.
Julie, when did you show up late and it was a big deal?
I missed my cousin's destination wedding in the Bahamas because I showed up late to the airport, missed my flight, and couldn't get another one that day.
Aww.
And I never got there, and I don't think she's ever going to forgive me.
That's so disappointing.
Never made it to the Bahamas there on that trip.
No, and her wedding, and there were supposed to be events all weekend, and I got my flight. I thought I would make it. Got to security before my flight was like boarding, but the line was so long that I didn't make it to the gate in time. The plane pulled out.
No, I mean, that's on you. Yeah, if you don't make the flight there. But if you don't, like, you know, make it the next day or two, whatever, that's also your lack of effort after that. You're like, no, I'm good.
Yeah, you have to go still. Why
right.
didn't you just go?
The day after out? Or right. whatever, yeah.
Even if you miss it, like, at least you showed up. You got there as soon as you could to see her.
And I already spent a fortune on the original flight that I missed, and then it was going to cost me like twice as much to get a flight that next day. She's my cousin, and we're close, but we're not that close. But I think I'm going to feel guilty for the rest of my life now because she's showing everyone the pictures, and our whole family's in it, and I'm not there. Destination weddings, they're such a chore for everyone to get there, and it's so expensive. I don't think people should even have them.
Well,
so you just RSVP'd no in the first place.
That's what I'll do next time.
You know, it's a vacation where you brought an extra dress, but okay, that's just me.
Not everybody agrees with that, Raven.
I guess.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes people don't want a forced vacation when they don't want to do something that they didn't plan.
That's why you say no.
Right. No, that's
right.
True.
That's why you say no. But once you say yes,
you should go.
I messed up.
Hit in the face. When was the last time you took a blow right to your head? 1-800-330-9999. Producer John, what happened?
I was at the park with my son. And, you know, the playground is all well and good, but every once in a while you just got to throw sticks in the pond. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Throw rocks, throw some sticks. So that's what we were doing. And we were having a great time. And then I picked up a big stick. Like, it was going to make an awesome splash. We were going to have a lot of fun. I wind up, and with all of my might, I throw this stick. And it catches on the end of my sleeve, and this thing comes back and hits me directly in my right eye.
Nice.
Like, very, very hard. Like, I started to tear up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been hit in the face. I don't remember the last time I got hit in the face that hard.
Yeah.
It's never fun to be hit in the face. Even when you expect getting hit in the face, it still hurts in ways that you didn't expect.
Right.
The eyes will well up, right? You know, you can't breathe for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And you almost get like a flash of light. And here you are in front of your son trying to prove that you're a man and that it's no big deal. Because if you cry, he's going to cry. Big problem.
I didn't even yell. I literally just went, ow.
Right. You went,
and then just
kind of whimper to yourself. Right. A little meek little whimper.
I was having lunch with my husband, and we were in the middle of ordering, and he had an iced tea with a lemon wedge. He squeezed the lemon, and without exaggeration, that lemon hit me with full force in the eye. I thought I was blind. And I couldn't cry in front of the waitress. Like, I was, like, trying to hold it together, but I couldn't see. And at that point, I was like, I'm never going to see again. And I knew it wasn't my husband's fault, but you know how you immediately want to, like, threaten your husband's life for something like that? Oh. Unexpected blows to the face. What happened? 1-800-330-9999. Courtney.
Okay, so this actually just happened. I was salsa dancing. I do this all the time. And it can be, like, you know, people step on toes, and that occasionally happens. But we were dancing as a really fast song, and he wound up to do, like, three spins at once. And on his wind up, he turned and just got me right in the face. He didn't realize how close I was. It was pretty painful, and there wasn't ice or anything, so we had to go to the bar, and I had to put a beer on my face just to, like, numb the pain.
Wow. I mean, that hurts. So let me just ask, is he, like, a fantastic salsa dancer, or is it, like, one of those things where one of you is half faking it? You know, because if salsa, you know, it looks good for a minute, and then all of a sudden one of you gets out of step one time, and then smack, you're smashing knees or whatever. Is it a situation where you're typical regular partners, or is one of you outmatched?
No, he's actually really good. Mm. He felt so bad. He was like, I haven't done that in 6 years. I was like, oh, it's okay.
Wow.
It would hurt pretty bad.
He remembers the last time it happened.
Well, of course, it was monumental.
Yeah, he went straight home after that, he said. He's like, I feel so bad.
And it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing when you, like, accidentally hurt somebody.
I mean, it's somebody else's face. Where's my next partner? Let's go.
When'd you get hit in the face? It's the worst feeling in the whole world when you get hit in the face, because it's unexpected, it blows, and it's, like, stunning, right?
You know what's one of the worst parts, too, is even after that, right? Like, it hurts, all those things. And then after, you realize, wait a minute, that left a mark, and it's going to be there for, like, 2 weeks.
The worst is looking in a mirror to see what happened.
Oh, it's the worst.
1-800-330-9999. Let me draw it again. 1-800-330-9999. Leanne, you got hit in the face?
Yes. So I was taking my dog to the vet, and I opened the door, and he charged out, and I had to save his life because he tried to run onto the highway. Mm. And when I did that, I banged my head on the car door.
Oh, no.
And I was basically almost passed out.
Yeah. I mean, what you'll do, though, when somebody or something that you care about is in danger, you'll leap right to it there.
Correct.
Your face is no problem. Your face is there for the shot at that point.
It was. I had a black eye. They had to give me an ice pack to the vet. So it was like I went to the doctor, but it was for me at the vet.
Yeah. Nice that they bring you the ice pack. Also, kick 15% off this thing. Mm. All right? Come on. Help me out.
Laura, you got hit in the face too? What happened?
So it was right out of a cartoon. I had the day off. I walked into my garage to do some yard work, and I stepped on a rake, and the rake literally hit me square in the center of the forehead.
Come on. I mean, what? That happened? That actually happened?
It happened. And I was shocked. I was stunned when it happened. I didn't quite know what happened right away. And then I put ice on it for a while. And when my husband came home, he looked at it and he said, well, it's a good thing you have a formidable forehead.
What? What does that even mean?
Get him hit in the face right there. Yeah. Did you do the lawn work, or you just went inside and iced up, and that was it for the day?
Yeah, that was it for the day.
Yeah. You blame her? She took a rake to the head.
Jason, tell us about that time you got hit in the face. What happened?
One time I was, like, on a bus, and I wasn't really paying attention, and, like, a shoe came flying towards my face.
Wait a minute. Where were you?
I was on a bus.
And somebody threw a shoe at your face?
Someone threw a shoe, and I happened to be not paying attention, and I got hit in the face.
On the bus? While you were sitting on the bus?
On the bus.
Were you in high school going to a football game?
I was going to say, right, is this an adult bus, like a public bus, or is this a school bus?
This is the school bus.
Okay, well, that's different, man. I mean, shoes do be flying.
Now I'm like, oh, yeah, well, that makes sense. The shoe's always flying on buses.
If I get hit in the face with a shoe on a public bus, like, there's going to be a problem. There's going to be a follow-up to this. Do you get up? Do you accuse somebody? Do you what?
The whole bus was quiet, but there was, like, one dude without a shoe.
Right.
It was pretty obvious who did it.
You ever see rogue shoes in the middle of the highway, or rogue shoes, like, in the middle of a store or something, and you just wonder, who lost their shoe and didn't realize they don't have a shoe on right now?
I mean, I always think that person's dead. As terrible as it sounds, when I see a shoe on the side of the road or whatever, I always think that that person is dead.
How do you lose one shoe?
Right? You only lose the shoe if you're dead.
Unless they're little kids' shoes, because kids are forever walking around. They have one shoe on. It doesn't even faze them.
Totally different situation.
But after the age of 7, if you lose a shoe, something is wrong.
You're a grown person, you know. Listen, let's go by size. If the shoe size is over 7 women's, all right, or if it's over, you know, 10 men's, that person's probably gone.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably gone because they would have came back for the shoe. They would have looked over their shoulder and been like, immediately, wait a minute, something's off here. I'm an inch taller on this side than that one. I need my shoe.
Okay. Last time you got hit in the face, what happened? It's always unexpected. It's always incredibly jarring. And it's never good, right? 1-800-330-9999. Monica, what happened?
Oh, pretty traumatic. A friend of mine thought it'd be a great idea to teach me how to play golf.
Oh.
And I was standing behind her, and she hit me in the mouth with a driver.
Oh my gosh. Did you lose all your teeth? Where did she get you?
I broke one tooth, I got knocked out. needed stitches. You know, years later, I have 4 fake teeth.
Sure.
And I don't let anything come near my face anymore.
I don't blame you, girl. Right. I don't blame you.
What hole was it? Are we talking like hole 1? Are we talking like hole 18? You halfway through the day? What?
No. We were just in her yard.
It's even worse.
I'm going to show you. This is going to be great. Oh, we're such great friends playing in our yard. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Really bad.
Lily, when did you get hit in the face?
I got hit in the face when I was working in a restaurant, and a chef was, like, tossing a spatula to one of the other line cooks, and I was just in a line of fire. I got smacked right across the face.
Were you at a hibachi restaurant? Is that where you were working?
No, it was in the back in the kitchen. I was one of the servers, and I was there, like, doing something at the line, and I was just in the line of fire. The chef was on the other side. He wasn't by the grill. He had, like, come out. I don't know what they were doing, but he throws the spatula, and I totally smacked in the face.
I mean, I could promise you one thing. Whatever they were doing, it was not OSHA approved, all right? So I'm raising heck on that one, Anna. I'm raising heck. I get smacked in the face with a spatula. Imagine that's your daughter getting smacked in the face with a spatula.
I'm a restaurant kid. I can't even imagine what my father would do. To, you know, he's a chef, and somebody threw a spatula or anything back there. He would lose his mind.
Right?
Yes.
And hit you in the face? What is this, cocktail? What are we doing? Are we doing the thing where we're flipping the bottles? We're doing it with spatulas?
No. The only time it's acceptable is at a hibachi restaurant. That's the only time.
That dude's a professional. That's different. That person is a hibachi artist.
He has been trained to flip those little forks and knives around like that.
Lisa, how about you? What happened that time you got hit in the face?
I was watching my son's soccer game, just sitting there with my little camping folding chair and scrolling through my phone, really, not even paying attention. And out of nowhere, the soccer ball hit me directly in the face. My nose started bleeding.
Oh, no.
It was ugly. Yeah, I wound up being okay, but it was just a nosebleed, but it looked bad at the time. All the parents came up running over and the coach and everyone was freaking out, but it really did hurt.
Got to be careful on those sidelines. That's for sure. You got to keep your eye on the game all the time.
How old was your son?
They're little kids. It was only 8. It wasn't even him. Like, some rogue ball just went flying.
I mean, you did a good job by just crying through it or just breathing through it because, I mean, so many people would just lose their cool. Doesn't matter if they're 8 or not. And they'd be like, what? Go nuclear, go nuts. Oh, you blew up in front of a bunch of 8-year-olds. That wasn't good.
I was in shock, I think.
That's the thing about getting hit in the face. It's always a surprise.
Yep.
Even if you're in a boxing match.
One couple.
I don't want to keep dealing with my sister and all of the drama it's causing.
Isn't that the stupidest thing you ever heard?
One problem.
To name the baby Clifford and demand that we change our dog's name.
You decide the outcome.
Yeah, thank you. I love the audience for that.
Will be a fun story, hopefully, to us in a few years.
It's Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us to let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you just have to decide who's right. Nate and Rebecca. Rebecca, you're still in the holiday spirit. You have a holiday party coming up?
Actually, I work at a restaurant, and we're so busy during the holiday season. We always do our holiday party, like, at the end of January. So it's coming up, and I do not want my husband to go, because last year, he got embarrassingly drunk, and I just do not want him to go. I just think he ruined it last year, and he needs to sit this one out.
What happened there, Nate?
Just having a party, just having fun. Yeah, drank a little bit too much, but I just won't do it again this year. Like, I'll drive. It's not a big deal. I kind of think she's overreacting to it.
Did it get, like, ugly? I mean, there's one thing to be drunk, and sometimes certainly it can be awkward to be the drunk person at a party, the person that's had too much, especially when you don't work there. But Rebecca, did it get, like, ugly? Was there arguments or anything like that?
Yes, and yes. He vomited outside. Everybody saw.
Oh, God.
He was stumbling around the party, like putting his arm around people he doesn't even know. There weren't any arguments, but he was like embarrassingly sloppy drunk. And they've been goofing on him all year. It's been like a going joke. Like, oh, is your husband going to come to the holiday party again this year? And it's like, it was bad, you guys. It was really embarrassing.
Yeah. Situation like that. Sometimes, yeah, I would just X myself out and be like, whatever. But on the other hand, you know, if you've been working there all this time, you continue to work there. Obviously, he continues to be your partner, your husband. Sometimes it's better to face the music, right? Go in there, let everybody say the stuff. Are you going to get drunk again, Nate?
No, I don't plan to.
I can understand where Rebecca's coming from, though. She doesn't want him to go. Like, you know, it's like you don't even want to put yourself in that situation. Plus, then it gets embarrassing for her to have to, like, walk in the door with him. It's one thing just to be on your own and go and have dinner and smile and then leave.
I mean, I joke about it. I mean, it is a restaurant after all. It's not, you know, I don't know, some sort of place where you're curing diseases or something like that. I would joke about it, have fun with it. I'm sure every one of those people has drank too much before, but maybe I'm wrong. Nate, I would have volunteered to be everybody's designated driver. I probably wouldn't have a single drink, but that's just me.
That's my plan. I'm literally like just not have a single drink if it's that big of a deal. But like, I don't know. Other people were drunk. We were just messing around. I'm like, I don't really think it was that big of a deal. Yeah, sure. People have jokes, but as I said, it's just a restaurant. People are supposed to have fun at holiday parties.
If you can handle yourself, you can handle yourself.
That's how I see it.
If your husband embarrassed you so badly last year at your holiday party, would you let him go to the following years? Or would you just say, nope, you're out. That's it.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Ann and Raven.
If your spouse made such a fool of themselves last year at your corporate gathering, would you let them go in the new year? That's what's going on with Rebecca and Nate. Last year, Nate, she works in the restaurant business, so they don't have their holiday get-together till late in January.
Right.
And she said that Nate was so embarrassingly drunk last year that she doesn't want him to go. And even though he says, like, I'm not going to drink. I'll be designated driver. It's not going to happen again.
I think it's important to know. Listen, he got sick. He was, you know.
It was an embarrassment.
Yeah, he was embarrassing. But you know what? I mean, there was no aggression or anything like that, hostility. Listen, raise your hand if you've ever had too much to drink in a setting that you shouldn't have. Not you in the car. You have to drive your car. But I think that a lot of us can relate to having done that at least once in their life. So how long do we hang somebody out to dry on this, right? Bring them back.
I don't know. I don't know if I agree with that. But whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Monique.
I think that this time he should sit it out. He shouldn't be allowed to go. But next year he'll be able to go again because after 2 years, people will have forgotten what happened. And you could just make an excuse for him and say that he's sick this year or something like that.
I disagree, but I get why. I get why she would prefer that.
I like the idea of just lying and saying he's sick.
But everybody is going to see through that. Everybody knows. But okay.
Honestly, I think if it's a boyfriend, you don't bring him back. I think a husband, you have to take him back. Like, what are you going to do? You can't get rid of him.
Right.
Yeah. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. Would you let your spouse come with you to another corporate event if they made a big old fool of themselves last year? That's exactly what's going on with Rebecca and Nate. She works in the restaurant industry, so they don't have their holiday get-together until the end of January.
She's a server. She's not a marketing manager. She's not a VP of acquisitions. She's a server.
So she was embarrassed. She was embarrassed that her husband got drunk last
year. Fair enough.
And made a fool of her. And she doesn't want him to go this year to the party. And he's like, wait, no, I get to go. I just won't do it again.
Yeah. He's like, it's no big deal. Listen, I'm not even really going to drink this time. I'll be the designated driver for everybody. It'd be great. And he knows that he's been the butt of the jokes. He's just ready to go in there, take his medicine, and move on.
I don't know. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Steve, whose side are you on?
Yeah, I'm with Nate on this one. You got to give him a second chance. Maybe it was an isolated incident last year.
I mean, it's only isolated if she's never seen it before. Sounds like she has. And that can affect your opinion on that, right? Hey, Stella, what do you think about this? Whose side are you on today?
I don't think she should go. I'm listening to what everybody's saying, but if it's a boyfriend, it's one thing. But if it's your husband, I would just make up an excuse, say you can't make it, and skip it all together.
Oh, so you've got unity, but at the same time, you're ducking the rest of the people you work with.
It's the end of January. The holidays are over anyway.
Hey, Carol and Kathy, what do you think about this?
We think that you should let he screw with the husband. He should get a chance to redeem himself. If he messes up again, he shouldn't be allowed next year. But give him a chance to redeem himself.
Mm.
Yeah. He said he was going to be the next NASA driver. Let him do that.
Yeah. I mean, he could do that. There's other ways to redeem yourself, too. He could become the dance champion that night.
No.
No?
No.
He's not allowed to do that?
No, please.
He could be the guy that finishes all the hors d'oeuvres that nobody else wanted.
How about he just behaves himself and like is normal? How about that? Yeah.
I guess.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Nate, our audience agreed with you today. Rebecca, if he's going to be designated driver and he says he's not going to drink, let him get made fun of. Let it be a joke. You show up, brush it off, laugh, and you have a good time, and let him just stand by your side.
Okay, but Nate, promise me not even one drink, because then you'll get going and it'll get out of control again.
I won't have any, I promise. I won't even stand near it to smell it.
Okay.
You know what? I mean, this is the thing. Go in there, take your medicine, like you said, right? Keep a smile on your face, crack the jokes, let the jokes be cracked at your expense. That's what you earned last year anyways. Maybe you apologize to that bush in the parking lot that you threw up on.
Ew.
But other than that, you're going to be okay.
Pretty sure it'll be great.
All right, if you got a problem too, send an email, couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Can't Beat Raven Cash Jackpot is $3,900. Thanks to Sherwin-Williams. Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains now through the 22nd. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Brittany, you ready to play today?
Yes, I am. How are you?
Let's do this. I want to give you some money. I want you to be the first winner of 2024, okay?
Okay.
Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you leave the room, please?
You got it. Good luck, Brittany.
All right.
Thanks.
Honestly, I don't think these questions are that hard today. You can do it. All right, Raven can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. He'll come back in and get the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready?
Yes.
Number one, TripAdvisor named their top cities to visit in 2024. Top 3 are London, Bali, and Dubai. In what country is Bali?
It is in Asia.
Number 2, a random online betting company is offering you the chance to hire a Travis Kelce lookalike to attend your big game NFL party for just $1,500. The real Travis Kelce plays for what team?
Chiefs.
Number 3, Jason Aldean and Luke Bryan, they had a scary emergency landing while they were on a flight during a storm on Friday when they were flying home. They're okay, though. Luke Bryan has been a judge on what reality competition show since 2018?
Oh my gosh.
That's time. Number 4, the Critics' Choice Awards were this past weekend, and the host made a few subtle jabs at her ex-boyfriend, Joe Coy, who hosted the Golden Globes, to less than stellar reviews. Who hosted the Critics' Choice Awards this weekend?
Pass.
And number 5, Mean Girls was the box office winner this past weekend with a $32 million opening. Tina Fey and Tim Meadows reprise their original roles. Where do they work in the movie?
High school.
Okay, let me bring Raven back in. Come on.
Yo.
2 out of 5 for Brittany.
Not great. Let's see how I do.
Number 1, TripAdvisor named their top cities to visit in 2024. Top 3 are London, Bali, and Dubai. What country is Bali?
Singapore?
No, Indonesia.
Number 2,
a random online betting company is offering you the chance to hire a Travis Kelce lookalike to attend your big game NFL party for just $1,500.
I saw that. It's kind of his moment, right?
So weird. Like, well, I don't understand the whole lookalike thing. Like, why do you want a lookalike to show up at your party? It just seems so strange to me.
Yeah, it's something silly.
The real Travis Kelce plays for what team?
The Chiefs, of course.
Yes. Number 3, Jason Aldean and Luke Bryan had a scary emergency landing while they were on a flight during a storm on Friday when flying home. They're okay. Luke Bryan has been a judge on what reality competition show since 2018?
He's on American Idol.
Yes. You guys are tied at 2. Number four, the Critics' Choice Awards this past weekend, and the host made a few subtle jabs at her ex-boyfriend, Joe Coy, who hosted the Golden Globes, to less than stellar reviews.
Yeah.
Who hosted the Critics' Choice Awards?
Is there anybody that's got more weird exes than Chelsea Handler?
It's true. She's got a lot of weird exes.
It's crazy, right? 50 Cent.
Yes.
Yeah. Joe Coy.
Yeah.
There was another guy, too, that I was like, what?
Yeah. Number five, Mean Girls was the box office winner this past weekend with a $32 million opening. Tina Fey and Tim Meadows reprised their original roles. Where do they work in the movie?
They work at the high school.
They do. All right. I'm sorry, Brittany. He beat you 4-2. And I just want to go off the record here and say I want to talk so much about the Mean Girls movie. And I know nobody wants to talk to me about it.
Yeah, you should get like on a chat room or something. Like, you know, get on a group text with a bunch of other people that are like-minded.
Like, there was a cameo at the end. No spoilers. But me and one other person gasped. And that showed me how few people in that movie theater had ever seen the original movie.
Hey, listen, Brittany, enjoy that shirt. Tomorrow it's going to be $4,000 for Can't Beat Raven.
This is Brittany, and I can't beat Raven.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.